Chapter 3. I can't believe you lost to the Inquisitor at Diamondback 10 times in a row, Sarah says. Either you're easy pickings or have no pride. She's soft as a lamb, and I know you cheat. She has a talent, Krem protests. It's uncanny. Boss is figuring out how to steal her after this is over and drag her around the country to scam people as we speak. She's playing another round, isn't she? Sarah says. Yeah, it's not like she's running out of shit to bet with, Krem snorts. That and she's got Varric back in her. He likes her. He has a thing for taking people under his hairy wing, Sarah rolls her eyes. He's weird like that. So, who's she beaten into the dirt so far? Half the Chargers. Boss quit while he was ahead. Probably some sort of delayed self-preservation instinct kicking in. Maker knows he's got a crazy sense for when and where shit's gonna happen. The dwarf decided to sit back and watch. The mage is still going. He's mostly entertained by it all. Blackwall's broke. Sarah snickers. This I've gotta see with my own eyes. Don't get dragged in. She's ruthless. And doesn't even know it? Krem grins, wolf-like and everything sharp. That's what makes it fascinating. At some point, when no one is looking, the Inquisitor climbed up the pole's back and perched on his shoulders, curling over his head to continue watching the increasingly tense tournament of Wicked Grace. Bull grunts, low and quiet, squeezing her ankle before letting go to focus on the game. I'm fairly certain no one's ever had the guts to do that before, Krem says to her. I couldn't see, Lavellin says. Besides, with what I'm told the Inquisition is paying you, I should at least be able to borrow his shoulders.
You can borrow more than that any time, boss, Bull says, flicking her toes. But right now, you and Krem there could shut up and let me focus.
What's the matter, boss? Distracted by having an elf on your head? Don't tell me you and all your big bad Kunari training can't handle a little distraction, Krem teases.
Krem? I value you as a close friend and ally, but I swear I am this close to telling you to...
Angel of Death, Dorian declares, slamming the card on the table. Hands!
Damn, Bull says, when Dorian places down Songs and Knights.
Lavellin hums.
Looks like I fucking win again, Vint. Full house, angels over knights. You owe the Chargers drinks.
I swear you cheat. I just can't figure out how. Dorian says, standing to pay for said drinks.
I got an elf of luck on my shoulder, Bull explains with a grin.
Next time I'm borrowing the Herald's blessed luck. You'll let me borrow you, won't you, my dear? Who do you like better, this brute with one eye or me?
Blackberries, so soft and warm in my fingers, like baby's little hand. Soft and warm and squishy. Bursts red, just like baby did when they came for us with fire and metal. Why did they do that, Da? Why did they do that to the baby? Where is the baby now? The blackberries stain my fingers. Did baby stain them? Lavellin looks at Cole, looks at him, and he thinks she can look into him like he looks into her. She looks into them all and sees the bright spots and makes the hurting parts hurt less. She's like elf fruit and warm broth and gentle undersides of green leaves.
I forgot that memory, she whispers.
No, Cole shakes his head. You buried it. I'm sorry. It wasn't your fault, but you know that already.
I was very young, Lavellin says, closing her eyes. Her eyelashes fan over her cheeks like bird wings, and she is anything but the fan of wings. She is sheltering wings, but she is not feathers. She is scale and horn and claw. Cole sees this, knows it.
I don't feel the pain, I never knew him.
He can feel the hurt. It's an old hurt. Healing. New skin stretched over an old wound. A clean heel. The faintest line.
Cole sits next to her on the warm stone. They look at Skyfall unfolding around them. Dwarves and elves and people and cows and chickens and her stag and a Tevinters and the people from Ferelden and Orlais.
The berries are sweet, Cole says. The grass smells good and the dirt is good and soft.
A nest. There will be eggs for supper. Small little eggs. One for me, one for baby, one for ma, one for pa. But the berries are the sweetest, and so many they burst on the tongue. They fill the belly. It is good. Happy, warm, content, want to burst into song. A song about blackberries. The Halla gave birth to new babies. They walk funny. Keeper said that one is mine. He is mine like baby is mine. Bring him berries. Best way to make friends, everyone knows. Someday I will bring baby berries too, when he is tired of mame's milk.
He almost startles when she leans against him. She's warm and her head is heavy on his shoulder. He holds very still for her.
Thank you, Cole.
I think that you are greatly overestimating the Dalish, Lavellen says, her eyebrow raised. We don't really live the exciting lives of nature enthusiasts you seem to think we do, Sarah. It's just 20 or 30 of us crammed together in the wilderness doing our best to escape the Shem and not wring each other's throats when we get restless. There isn't much for us to do aside from practicing how to gamble.
You dirty little cheat, Sarah repeats. I want my money back.
You're just angry because you didn't expect me to cheat better than you. Lavellen laughs, springing off the bench when Sarah lunges at her. Lavellen retreats to the other side of the Iron Bull, who laughs and watches as she weaves through him and the rest of the chargers like a cat as Sarah takes chase.
If it makes you feel better, Sarah, I recently just got good enough to beat the second of my clan and some of the older hunters.
I can't believe people think you're an innocent prancing flower princess, Sarah says, eventually catching her and getting her into a headlock.
You're a sneaking sneak!
Lavellen squirms.
Did you think we sat around telling stories of wolves and birds and trees all day between stalking the forest for deer?
Well, maybe you fit in a few hours to punch bears or wrangle deer, Sarah snorts. What else do you people do? Have orgies? Dance naked in the moonlight? Read naughty, naughty books?
Well, some people do, just not that I know of.
Why, Sarah? Are you considering joining if they do?
It's like you're recruiting for a cult, Sarah sighs with disgust, letting Lavellen go.
A cult of green bits and shite.
I am recruiting for a cult, Lavellen points out, holding up her wrapped palm and pointing at it. With glowing green bits.
Lavellen points towards the stables.
We even have the refuse.
You're impossible. You're enjoying this. I think you like fucking with people's heads and expectations, Sarah says, flopping down next to a dozing Dalish, who grunts and nearly elbows Sarah in the throat. Sarah wrinkles her nose.
Oi, Bull, do all your guys have reflexes to kill in their sleep?
Only the good ones,
Bull says.
Remind me never to startle you in your sleep, Lavellen says. You might flatten me against a wall.
I'd flatten you against other things first, boss. I'm a gentleman like that.
Bull winks at her, laughs at the high spots of color on her face.
Sometimes I am not sure if I'm the one who's strange here,
Lavellen complains, slipping into the relative safety of sitting next to Krem and Stitches.
The rest of you seem thousands of times stranger than anyone I've ever met, and I met a man who claimed to be a werewolf once.
Lavellen's eyes are sharp, glass and broken, jagged steel, when she looks up. She looks into him for a long time before tilting her head down, but she doesn't look away. Good. She's a strong girl,
Perhaps she will survive this trial after all.
Haren, she says, low, careful. Her eyes don't leave his face, and she can see him studying her. All the ways he is not Dalish, but is.
Peace, Dalen. I am only here to check on you, Solis says, holding out his hand to her. Your hand.
She looks from him to the glowing green light on her palm, fingers curling to trap it. It makes the skin of her hand glow. She cautiously stretches her thin arm out to him, fingers uncurling like flower petals. A soft girl, unused to the world of men, the world torn apart by war. She is wise to be cautious.
Your name is Solis, she says, when he takes her hand in his. You are not Dalish.
No, I am not Dalish, not as you are, Solis says. There will be time later, he reminds himself. Do not upset her now.
You know much about the mark and the fade, she continues, fingers softly twitching in his palm. Will you tell me what you know, Haren? I do not like not knowing.
Is that why they sent you to the conclave? Perhaps her clan is not as foolish as the others, then. The time of elves has long passed, gone and lost to the farthest corners of the Fade, where only he can find them. It is wise to try to accept the here, the now.
Yes, Solis says, as much as I am able. There is very little to know at this point.
Then will you tell me about the people here? I know little, and I would like any advice you could give me on not offending them.
Solis tilts his head at her, humming as he runs his magic over hers. Her magic is as soft as the rest of her, fresh, new, like the silk water of a small, trickling, singing stream, or sunlight through leaves. It is young magic, unused to warfare or combat. He is certain she must have used magic to fight before, but not well. He can feel the edges where her magic has already begun to harden, freeze and condense and turn into something solid, something more dangerous.
Yes, I suppose I can, but I do not think I could tell you everything. I do not know most of these people myself. You are not used to walking among the humans, Lavellan?
No, our clan really only interacted with traitors and refugees. Neither wanted much to do with us, Lavellan said. It wasn't safe, the keeper said. We had to go north, away from the wars until the humans calmed down.
A smart choice, Solis says, pulling his magic from hers.
The mark has not affected her. It does not taint her.
That is good.
He hopes that will please the seeker enough that she stops looking at them like she wants to lock them in a dungeon. Though somewhat impractical. Humans rarely ever calm down, I find. Rest some more, Lavellan. I have a feeling that you won't be needing it.